What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Okay, let me do my little clap. Ready?
Taylor, I hope you enjoy these claps, because Robin's so excited about these damn claps. I don't know. Listen.
That's what they do, like when we're doing our confessional and they bring a little...
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you for
Robin
being here.
Dixon!
In the house.
Once in the again. House. Robbie D. What episode is this?
I don't know.
This is probably episode 583.
8 million.
8,017,000. You know, I do appreciate the Black Effect family.
Absolutely.
Want to give them a little shout out. We love y'all. We appreciate the fact that we are part of the fam bam.
Yes.
Yes. And they've added a couple of nice new shows.
They have. Yeah. There's one. Damn, I wish I knew you were going to say this, because I would have actually remembered the name of it. It's a show.
A podcast show.
Yeah, it's a black guy. Of course he's black. he's talking about just black facts.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But in like a cool way.
Yeah.
Damn, what's the name of it?
I don't know. But speaking of him.
Look
that up, because this is we still on Black History Month. And, you know, we got to get it all in. Because we are blackity black, 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 black. So first and foremost, if you've never listened to another podcast on the Black Effect Network, which is run by black people.
Yes.
We love Dolly, Charlamagne, all our whole Black Effect family. We love you guys, and we appreciate being a part of this black world. That's part of our little Black History moment.
Is this it? Here we go.
Yes.
The name of his podcast, and I think we've dropped like his trailer in our feed, is called I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He's our brother podcaster.
Yes.
And we appreciate that.
Yes. But I definitely want to check it out because I love doing stuff like that. Just reading like little known facts and learning history. And then you just have these random, like, why do I know this? Oh, because I learned it on this podcast or whatever. I saw it on an article. So I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Check it out.
Check it out. So you have a reasonably shady moment?
Yes. All right. So my cleaning people.
Oh my gosh. Cleaning people. Like if you got a good cleaning person, you better keep them for life.
Right. Keep them for life. Because number one, it's like hard to bring new people in your house and trust them to that level that they're all through your house, all up and down your shit. They hearing your personal conversations, whatever it might be.
Right.
And so bringing it, like finding a cleaning person, it's not just about the actual cleaning that they do. It's the fact that you can trust these people
absolutely
in your personal space, right? Yeah. So my cleaning people have been with us, gosh, for a very long time. I think even before the kids were born. So before Corey. Corey's 15. My cleaning people have been with us for longer than 15 years.
Yeah, my lady's been with me before Grace.
Right, they've moved with us from house to house.
Me
to house.
Me too, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay, me too.
Yes. So they were the, and it's so funny, like when we were broke, that was like the last thing I could let go of. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're broke and you're downsizing and you're trying to like cut your expenses and your bills. You know, I can downsize my car. I can start shopping, you know, at Zara or not at all or whatever it might be. And I was like, I cannot let my cleaning people go. But I did at one point have to let them go.
Right.
But when we, you know, when we were back on our feet or whatever, we brought them back. So cleaning people sent me an email. We had asked to switch our times. So they do our neighbors as well.
Okay.
And they go to our neighbors first.
Okay.
And then they come to us. And one day they were at our neighbors for a really long time.
Uh-huh.
And they got to us a lot later than they usually get to.
Is this the neighbors that still have the Christmas tree decorations up?
Yes, still, okay. Y'all.
Still. And it's, we damn near March.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And they just got rid of the pumpkins not too long ago.
Right, it's insane.
Yes. So they came to us and, they were just looking tired. They were working through the house.
The neighbor's house wore them out.
Right. Right. And there was just a couple spots that it seemed like they missed. I had to like call them and say, hey, you missed this, blah, 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 whatever. And so after they left, Juan and I were talking and he was like, I want them to come to us first.
Yes. That's what I'm going to say.
Because they come to us and they're tired and, you know, they're not on, not on point as much, blah, blah, blah.
And your neighbors, that's your contact. Your neighbors got them through
you. Yes.
So they need to come to you first.
And I'll tell you why I set it up so they came in the afternoon, because in the summer times when the kids are out of school, they're not getting out of bed bright and early in the morning. My kids sleep in.
Okay.
So that's kind of how we came to that schedule. And my neighbors, the husband is an anesthesiologist. So his hours are like real funky and I don't know. It's just something, it just worked out that way. And I was fine with it. But this particular time I was like, yeah, they look like a little slacking. So Juan calls them.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, man, Enrique.
So Juan Antonio called Enrique. Okay. This is great.
He's like, Enrique, you know, I wanted to see if you could come to us in the morning instead of the afternoon because, you know, it seems like y'all a little bit tired when you go over there. So, and mind you, my neighbors have three young kids.
Oh, no.
Under the age of like kindergarten and less.
Can you imagine what the shit they're cleaning over there?
Yes, yes. I mean, and I asked him, I was like, what's, why are you so late? What's going on? And he's like, yeah, it's taking us a little extra time over there.
Right.
So they got three young kids. So Juan's like, yeah, can we maybe flip schedules? You come to us first. Because we noticed, you're missing some spots, you're a little tired, you're not, whatever, blah, blah, blah. The service is not as on par as it usually is. So he's like, okay, I'll call and I'll find out if they can switch, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So a few days later, I get a text message. And this is a long ass text. Actually, when we were at the live show.
Okay.
He sent this long ass text message starting off with, the neighbors can't switch the time.
Okay.
Because of blah, blah, blah reason. And, on second thought, I don't like, pretty much saying, I don't like what Mr. Dixon said.
What?
He was offended. He was personally offended.
Okay. Wait. Because Juan was in a gym talking real, I don't want to say loud. I want to say just
telling the man to wash his hands.
Yes.
Which everyone at the live show agreed that Juan was in the right.
Juan was in the right. But yeah. However, he got put on pause from the gym.
Yeah.
Is he getting put on pause from the cleaners?
Yeah, my cleaning people dumped us.
No!
Yes!
No!
Dumped us.
You lie.
He was so offended, like personally offended that we were like critiquing their work and pretty much saying like, you know, y'all didn't do a good job.
Juan can no longer talk to anyone.
Dumped us.
Juan is banned. Juan is banned.
But I felt the same way. But Juan didn't talk to him out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? He had a very...
Were you there?
I was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was there when Juan called him. He didn't say anything out of pocket to him. But I think my cleaning person took it the wrong way. And he really kind of took it personal. Like we were... I don't know. I think he just got in his feelings because...
So y'all got fired?
We got dumped.
What?
Yes.
Listen.
And think about, I'm like, oh my God, like Juan, we got to find new people to come in our house. And he's like, no, we going to make it right.
Yeah. Okay. But let me tell you what I would do. I would go to my neighbor's house and cuss them out. Like they're the reason for all of this.
Well, but like I said, I had them, I told them they could come in the afternoon because in the summertime when the kids are asleep, I don't want, you know, the kids getting out the bed. My kids sleep in.
Right.
So it's really not their fault. I mean, what am I telling
the neighbors? It's their fault because their house is so egregious that the cleaning people are tired.
Right. So anyway.
That's a lot.
Right. So it was a little stressful time. We did call. We talked to them yesterday.
Okay. And?
And they talked it through.
Good. Who did the talking? Juan or you?
Juan.
Oh, God.
And
okay.
he said, you all do an unbelievable job.
Yeah, okay, good. Good.
And you've been with us for so long.
Okay.
We appreciate you.
Go on.
You know, we weren't trying to, offend you, blah, 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 whatever.
So y'all are back on the sketch.
So we're back.
Woo!
But.
Thank God.
He's charging us more.
Oh, that might have been a deal from the beginning. They might be, the neighbors probably giving him more money.
This was his explanation. He said, you know, when y'all first moved into the house and I came and I gave you a quote for the house, you didn't have as much furniture. But now you have, you know, a lot more furniture.
Right.
And the furniture takes a lot more time to clean. So he went up $50 on us.
Not a whole $50.
The whole $50.
Robin, I seen your paycheck. You can afford it. Moving on. Okay. So the shady moment this week for me is me.
Okay.
So, and I posted this like I think today maybe, or I don't know. I posted this a little while ago that Angel and Adore, you know, they used to run track.
I saw that.
And
used to.
Well, they're getting ready to end. Their track season's about to be over.
Okay.
So they've been running track for a while, and I've made it clear to any track mom out there that being a track mother sucks.
Oh.
It's like the worst thing under the sun. Yes. It's like you do not want to go to a track meet.
Because your child, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
Because they have one or two events that last 20 seconds.
Seven.
It's seven seconds. And you're there all day.
All day.
Waiting for them.
Like 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Now, you're there. Okay. Tell me this. Why do you have to get there at 8 if their event is at 1?
Because sometimes you don't really know when their event is.
Okay.
They do get a schedule, like kind of, and they can kind of like figure out when their event is. But there's a big window, a chunk of time that you're just sitting there doing absolutely. You're looking at kids and you can give shit. You don't give two shits about these kids that are running around because they ain't yours.
Right.
They're not yours. And you could try to act like you care. You don't.
You don't.
And this is not entertaining.
Right. You don't. Now, but is it the team is telling, like the coach or the team tells them, everyone has to get there so you can support and cheer on your team?
Oh, yeah. No. The team has to be there the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't leave because you have to support your team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's okay. Going. As a parent, it just sucks. And it's to the point now my kids are like, Ma, don't come to track meet because you're just so mad while you're there. I mean, I'm just like, I don't even fake it anymore. I'm just like, I'm pissed. Okay. Long story short, it's their senior night. So that's their last track meet.
Okay.
And
Indoor track.
Okay. Oh, how did I not mention this? Indoor track. Every indoor track stinks. It smells like stinky feet.
Yeah.
It smells like old pajamas. It smells like everybody needs to take a shower.
Yeah.
Okay. There's that. Anyway, that's not the point of my story.
Okay.
So because it's Angel and Adore. So on the, this is the premise of the senior night. The parents come, mm-hmm. they wear their kid's jersey. Mm-hmm. The coach talks about them and the parent walks them up. And at the end, like the principal or somebody gives them like some flowers.
Okay.
So I had Angel and Adore to walk up at the same time.
Right.
And it's a long walk. You got to walk like half the track.
Okay.
So, and my kids, you know, I'm a little extra a little sometimes, but my kids were like very much like, Mom, you know, I brought them flowers.
Yeah.
They didn't want to hold my flowers that I brought them. They wanted their stupid carnations that the school was going to give them. Because they were like, you know, we just can't walk up with flowers. It's weird.
What?
So actually they should be the shady moment.
Yeah.
But not really. So I said, yeah, guys, I'm going to be cool. Like, yeah. I'm not going to act wild. Like, mm-hmm. I'm cool. Like I said, but I'm walking both of y'all up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, okay, fine, because Angel was going to have somebody else walk her up. Because she's what? Like, you're one person and two people. One, you're just one person, Mom. You can't walk two people up at one time. Yes, the hell I can't have two arms.
Right.
So I gave birth to y'all at the same time. Right. So, but I can do this.
You can.
Yes. Anyway, so we get to, they start talking about Adore. We start walking. We're walking. And something inside of me was uncontrollable. And I just was so overwhelmed with joy. And I just started screaming, yes!
What?
Yes!
What?
I started screaming at the top of my lungs. I was out of control.
While you're walking?
Yes. I'm like, yeah! Because
oh my God.
As we're walking.
I thought you could say you were crying.
I was about to cry. So as we were walking, their whole team that's not seniors is on the side like cheering.
Okay.
So they're like cheering, yay, yay, yay. And I just started screaming, yeah!
Oh my gosh.
My children were mortified.
They tell you to shut up?
They were mortified. They were like, this is why. And yes, I'm shady. Because I swore I wasn't going to do it. And I was just, something came over my body.
Were you doing it to troll them?
I was doing it because there's something wrong with me, Robin. Yeah. And it's called, I just did not know how to control myself. I got so excited.
Because track season's over?
I got so excited for my children who've been running track for 3 years. Okay? I just got excited. I was just so proud of them.
Oh my God.
So anyway.
Do you have video footage of this?
I hope not. No. I mean, I don't know. No.
Please.
I was like, ah!
Oh my gosh.
They were actually laughing. They did laugh a little bit because they were like, here goes Mom again, acting like a crazy ass mother. God. Yeah.
What's but I wrong was with
just,
you?
I was just happy.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So what's the name of the new podcast that we want to watch? What's it called?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't either.
Okay, right. I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. I didn't know Drake's penis was yellow.
Wait, did you see it?
So
can you show me?
I didn't see it.
Why wouldn't it be yellow?
Like yellow, yellow. Not like,
like
not like the same color as his face.
Like
his face
a hazard sign yellow. Like
not like his face. His face is not yellow.
Okay.
This was it's yellow. So I was talking to a guy who's a gay friend of mine.
Yeah.
And when the Drake penis leaked.
Okay.
I'll tell you who he is later. It was not Cal.
Okay.
So because one of those Miami plastic surgeons like came out and said like, hey, Drake, like call me or like I know that you had some work done on it or something like it was people. They've been trolling him.
Okay. Can you explain what
happened?
Yeah. What happened? Because I just saw headlines and I saw, you know, it's just like people were reacting to this Drake penis leak.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I wouldn't mind if someone would send it to me.
DM it to Robin.
But Drake's so penis. What was the sentiment?
The sentiment was it was nice. And, okay. And big.
It was big.
And yellow.
Now, where did it come from?
Like,
where
did body?
This... No, no, no. Jesus. What was the leak from? Like, where?
It was a video, I think, of him having sex, maybe? Or him in the shower. Something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So what's my point of my story?
Plastic surgeon.
Oh. So.
Yellow penis.
I was intrigued.
Friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was intrigued because I was like, are men really out here getting their penises done?
Uh-huh.
Right? So I did call Cal.
Okay.
And I said, Cal, what's going on in the community here? Are men just like getting their penises done? And he was like, all the time.
What?
And I was like, what are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
So he said, yeah, like you can just get it shot.
What?
Get fillers put into the penis.
Ew.
And
well, what's filler? Filler wouldn't make it
girth
longer. Right.
So you get girth and length. You can get, I think, an inch of girth and 3 inches length.
What?
So I'm
not
like,
three. Did you make that up?
No. One to three inches.
What?
So I'm like, what? So I'm like, I don't want to speak on Drake's penis, but I mean, like.
We are. I mean, doing that for the past 2 minutes.
I know. So like, you know, I just want to say maybe that's what Mr. Drake did, but it's not even, doesn't even matter. Who cares?
You were about to say something about a friend that wasn't Cal.
Yes. Oh, he's in love with it. So there's a friend. There's another friend.
Okay.
Guy. He likes penises.
Okay.
He's infatuated with it.
With Drake's penis.
Yes. He was like, I love yellow penises. And when I tell you who this friend is later, you're going to laugh. You probably already know who he is. Anyway, listen.
Wait, why is it yellow like a crayon? Like a yellow crayon.
But somebody's going to send us a picture. I haven't seen it either. So I was like,
oh, you
really?
Haven't seen it?
No. So I told him to send it to me. I think he forgot.
Okay.
But yeah, that's intriguing, right?
What makes it yellow? The enlargement procedure?
No, but okay. This story is all over the place.
Yeah.
Forget Drake. I was intrigued by the fact that a lot of men are
enlarging
their penises, which I agree with.
Haven't you seen ads for, like, I don't know, pills or procedures to enlarge your penis? And does that work? Oh my God, wait.
Pills or procedures to enlarge your penis? Okay, so
that's not yellow.
Carly's here and she just pulled up the Drake penis.
Carly Googled Drake's penis and there's a picture of him. He took the picture. It's a selfie. He's in the bed and he's holding his penis. It's not yellow.
It's not yellow?
No.
Oh, it's not. But okay, so he has hands. Okay, it's large.
Yeah.
It's large.
It's a good size.
So,
right, it doesn't
it
look.
It does to me because.
It's a little crooked.
Anyway, I want feedback from the guys out there. If you have had this done.
Okay, now that you've seen Drake's picture, how do you feel about him?
I don't want to jump on that penis.
Okay.
Whatever. Drake, let me see. I know you love Drake.
I love his music. Let's get that straight.
Okay.
I don't have any.
Drake doesn't do it for me.
No, he don't do it for me either.
Oh, okay.
I love his music.
Yeah.
But I don't. I have
no sexual desire for Drake.
No.
No,
I'm not attracted to him.
No.
I'm not trying to, you know, hang out with him, kick it with him.
No.
If he walked down the street, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, Drake.
Yeah.
I probably don't even want a picture.
No.
I
want none of the things. None of the things.
But I love his music.
Yeah, Drake, you know, he got that on lock.
Yeah.
But yes, we want to know from the men, have you gotten your penis enlarged? Have you gotten this procedure?
Yes.
Did it hurt?
Yes.
Like, is it local anesthesia?
Give us the details.
Give us the whole, and how many inches did it increase to?
Right.
Yeah, you started, listen, if you got a 5-inch dick, like, go get that shit done.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you got it, did you, like, grow a third eyeball on the back of your head?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, did something else crazy happen? But yeah, or if you know someone, like, yeah, just give us the deets on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just give us the deets. All right. Now, Beyonce's coming out with a new, speaking of Cal, I told Cal Beyonce's coming for him because, you know, Cal sells hair product.
Yes.
I don't know how to pronounce Beyonce's new hairline.
So it's sacred.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Because in the caption it said hair is sacred, S-A-C-R-E-D.
Okay.
The new hairline is spelled C-E-C-R-E-D.
Right. That's sacred.
So think about it. So Beyonce, the end of Beyonce is C-E.
Oh.
So it's sacred.
Oh, okay. This is a lot of thinking.
Sacred.
I'm here for it.
Got it?
Yes.
Yeah.
How did you figure that out? Because you know, you're not really a Beyonce. You're not a beehiver.
You don't have to be a beehiver to have a brain and to use it and to put it into some critical thinking, okay?
Okay, I'm not mad at it. I'm here for the sacred.
Yes.
Today we're going to transform it. We're going to show you some magic that Beyonce and her team have been working with.
I've never tried anything like this before, and it's revolutionary.
My brain got like an exfoliation of her life, girl.
I feel like my hair needed this. It's never felt like this before.
So I can't wait for all that to come out. I want to try it out.
But you know, I mean, I think it's interesting. Okay, number one, Beyonce. I think I said this. Oh, I said this at the live show. Did I say this at the live show?
I'm surprised she hasn't done this sooner, by the way.
I said this in one of our little group chats.
Okay.
I'm surprised that Beyonce has been wearing that platinum wig for so long.
You said that, and I'm mad at that because I love her in the platinum.
You do?
Yes.
I'm looking for my tissues.
Yeah, I love her in the platinum.
I don't.
Okay.
But whatever, you know, who cares what I think? Just
right.
Like, I don't care what anyone thinks when they tell me how they feel about my hair.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just surprised she's had it for so long because it's been a while.
Oh, so you think now what, she's grown her hair out or something? What does this have to do with the sacred?
Nothing.
Oh.
What I was going to say, that was just a side note. Okay. Sorry, y'all. I'm wiping my nose in case you can hear that. Beyonce doesn't wear her natural hair a lot.
Right.
Well, okay. We don't know what the product is. Even though, so we don't know if it's extensions, wigs, or if it's shampoo, conditioner, hair growth serum, or anything. My assumption, it's like hair, you know, shampoo, hair care products. She doesn't wear her natural hair. She has beautiful natural hair.
Yes.
But she doesn't wear it.
Okay.
So I think why do we need a hair care line from Beyonce? We don't ever see your natural hair.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But that doesn't mean she doesn't want to help the world. And I'm sure her products are going to be superior. And that's just for, you know, all of us.
Yeah, or maybe she'll start, maybe now that she has to promote this hair care line, maybe she'll be wearing her natural hair.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like, okay, if you're going to be promoting a hair care line, then we might, you might need to wear your natural hair.
Well, you have to keep in mind, Tina used to be a hairstylist.
Right.
And so I'm sure Tina has a lot of input into this line. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
I disagree with that because we don't see her without the wigs or whatever because she's performing.
Yeah.
I'm sure when she gets home, she takes it off and she's wearing her natural hair and she wants something that is good for her hair.
Right.
Yeah. And my hair and your hair.
I agree with that, but I'm just saying, I don't know. I think if she's going to really push this product, she might need to wear her natural hair so we can see how beautiful her natural hair is, how well these products have worked for her natural hair.
And she I think when the rollout comes, she might share that. And Beyonce, if you want to send us some sacred, we'll be more than happy to. Just send it to me. Don't send it to Robin because you know how Robin is, y'all. Just send it to Robin. Okay, so anyway, let's talk about Amber Rose because I thought that this was hilarious.
Okay.
She shared that, and this was a little while ago that she shared it. She doesn't believe in forgiveness. Mm. Amber Rose is not who has a child with Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
She used to date Kanye West.
Yeah.
That's where she became known. And she
has a tattoo on her forehead
of her children's names.
I don't know what it is.
And Cher's boyfriend she used to date. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She says she doesn't believe in forgiveness. If you don't want to forgive, she says she's very comfortable with hating people. At first, the first time I like heard her, because she, you know, I listened to the audio. The first time I heard, I was like, you know what? That's wild. But then I'm like, I'm here for that.
Right.
Like, there's some people out here that, now, mind you, I would never, you know, to hate somebody, yeah, that's energy, right? Mm-hmm. So I've never like be walking around with that kind of energy, but I get it.
Yeah. I get that too. I mean, I forgive. I think forgiveness is a tough thing to do.
Yeah, but it's actually for you. It's not really for them. It's for you.
Right. It's like releasing. Forgiveness is more about releasing whatever negative energy, toxic energy, or whatever has you consumed by whatever that person did.
Yeah.
I can say, so I shared on season one of The Real Housewives of Potomac that one of our best friends took our money, killed himself, blah, blah, blah. It took me 10 years to forgive him.
And as he was no longer living.
Right. Okay. No longer living. I cursed his name frequently. Frequently. Like literally, I mean, you know,
With verve.
Yes. Okay. We would talk about the situation sometimes years later and I would just be like, man, I can't, you know, and it's because I never got to have that conversation with him. I never got to have the,
you never got closure.
Yeah. Okay. I never had closure. I never got to have the, you know, what the fuck was going on? Why would you do that?
But
none of it. I never got the apology, none of it. And so I had anger and negative emotions mm-hmm. towards him for 10 years. And it was one day, it was very weird. I was driving and I said this out loud. I said, I forgive you.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
And then it was released from you.
It was released.
Okay.
Because I know he regrets what he did.
Right.
You don't know, you know, he did what he did out of more desperation, not intentionally trying to hurt people. And, you know, but it took me 10 years to get to that.
Okay, but so you recommend that people forgive?
If it's something, no. Okay, yes and no.
Okay.
Take your time with forgiveness.
Oh, Okay.
You know, because I think a lot of times when something goes on between someone and you have other people in your ear, oh, you know, forgiveness and, you know, God says we should forgive and all this type of stuff.
Right.
If you're not ready to forgive, it's okay.
I get that.
It's okay. But if you feel like this has been weighing you down, and not that the situation prevented me from doing anything, right? Mm-hmm. But I just still had that negative emotion towards him when I thought about it. And it really wasn't more so about me. It was just like, I can't even explain it. It's just one day I came to the realization that I forgave him.
Okay.
And I wasn't in a rush to forgive him.
So for 10 years, you and Amber Rose were like synced up. Y'all were like the same.
Yeah.
Y'all were like the same. Walking around hating people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I'm hating a deceased person.
I know. That's absurd. Yeah. That's absurd.
But if it was done to you, you would understand maybe.
Right. Very true.
You know?
But I think that in order for you to live, because you always want to, this is me, I want to strive to always be in peace and in happiness.
Yeah.
So in order for that to happen, I can't carry that. I can't carry around hatred. I can't carry around me being mad at somebody. Right. So I gotta let stuff go. You probably just let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's, that's kind of I typically do that. And it's not, yeah. So Carly's saying she finds that interesting because she knows my personality. I don't get caught up on stuff.
Right.
I think it was the fact that he was deceased and he was such a good friend and we were never able to have any type of conversation or closure on it. But I think if he were still alive, let's say this.
Okay.
If he were still alive, he stole our money and we cut him off, you know, you're no longer our friend. It probably would have been easier for me to let it go because I'm looking at him. I'm like, you still alive and you walking around, you know, your little happy, merry way.
Right.
And then that would be like, you know what? I'm not getting my feelings all caught up in him because he's over here living his life like nothing happened. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But we could just have him jumped. One of the two.
Right. I just think, I don't know. I just think the fact that he, like, did what he did. He passed away the way he did. It just that changed things for me. But I typically am able to be like, oh, she said what? Okay, I'm just not gonna talk to you again.
Right.
Like, I don't have any.
You don't give it energy.
I don't give it energy. Like, with respect to what has gone on, you know, on the show, I have no anger. I have no, you know, nothing towards anyone.
Right.
But I have decided to say, okay, that person doesn't fit in this box in my life anymore.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know? I'm with that. So he had
an out. Yeah. So my friend had an out.
Yeah.
He took his life. He was able to cut the situation off, cut all his issues, you know, out and not face the consequences. And we had to grind. We had to.
So everything happens for a reason.
I mean, it everything does, whatever that reason is.
Right. So Club Shay Shay, I just want to just touch on him for like 8 seconds. Okay.
That is the new Oprah.
It's the new breaking news. Who knew that Shannon Sharp Club Shay Shay would be the new breaking news?
That's where everybody wants to go to vent.
To vent and to just let it air out. That's where you go when you want to air out anything that you've been holding on to for dear life. Now, let me just say this. So another Baltimore girl,
I told you greatness comes from Baltimore. Monique.
The comedian, Monique.
Yes. Comedian and actress.
Oh, yes, right. And Emmy, Oscar.
Yeah.
Oscar winning actress. Mm-hmm. She won, right?
Did she?
I think she did win. Yeah, she won. I believe.
Okay, she won for
She definitely
Precious.
Was nominated.
Yeah.
Okay, so she just wanted to go and just like air. Now, we've heard her have grievances with Tyler Perry and
right.
Oprah.
Okay, I wonder before, I'm just going to pause. Was she on the calendar before Cat Williams interviewed? Like, was it already scheduled?
I don't know. But he seemed bored. Okay.
When
Cat Williams was doing his song and dance and his, you know, just chit chat, Shannon Sharp was involved.
Right.
He was in it. He was a key keying or whatever.
Right.
He didn't seem interested in whatever Monique had to say. And it just made me feel like, Club Shay Shay, it was not a club environment.
Right. No, it definitely was a different a different vibe.
Yeah.
I cracked up. I saw the clip where she was talking about how she had audio of Tyler Perry apologizing to her.
Oh, really? I didn't hear
that.
Okay.
So she has audio of Tyler Perry apologizing to her and pretty much saying the things that he said about her really didn't happen. They weren't true. He was kind of retracting the statement. She had a conversation. She recorded the conversation. And she sent it to Club Shay Shay before the interview to listen to it. So she's like, you heard the interview. You heard the apology, didn't you? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, what did he say? And he was like, yeah. And she's like, what did he say?
No way.
It's like she wanted Shannon to repeat what he heard.
Shannon didn't listen to it.
Exactly. That's why Shannon didn't listen to that shit. He would not tell her what Tyler Perry said.
He's like, I got my apology. And she's like, yeah. But like, why is that so important? That's not, like, why would that be just, sometimes it's like, life is hard.
Yeah.
And if you're successful, shit has happened along the way.
Right.
That has not been right.
Right.
It's just life.
Yeah.
Now.
But I think in that industry, and we don't know the truth because we're not there, you can easily get blackballed. And that's what happened.
Oh, that's what she was saying? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
She got blackballed because of the things that, people complained about her professionalism and, her being difficult to work with. Yeah.
So is there any ownership on her part?
No.
Okay. I don't know what she has done. I don't know, if she's difficult to work with or not. I don't know any of those things.
Right.
But is everyone saying this?
A lot of people have said, the same things about her.
Okay.
That she's difficult to work with. And the whole D.L. Hughley thing.
I saw that. Now, I saw D.L.'s response to what she said. And D.L. was just like, you's a lie.
Right.
And you lying. And you lied about that too.
Right.
Monique is a liar.
Which is hilarious to note because not one person in the world came out to say that Cat Williams is a liar.
Right. But as soon as Monique tried it, D.L. was like, "Skirt, she a liar."
Right.
And she lied.
So that should tell you that Cat Williams is telling the truth.
Yeah.
Because nobody
not one person
challenged
not
anything
one person
that he said.
Yes. But Monique is potentially lying. Okay.
And Usher sat down with Shannon Sharp too.
Yeah. I saw that. And nothing really clip-worthy, newsworthy came out of
no.
Outside of like he did or did not babysit Beyonce or something crazy.
Right, which is insane. They're
the
same age. What?
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, so we got some something called letters, emails, and we want to talk about them. Okay, so this is from Chrissy, and she says, good morning. Just wanted to say, I love you ladies. I've listened to every podcast since the beginning. Me and my husband came to see you live in Philly, and we got the meet and greet tickets. But I have a one-year-old cappuccino. Oh, I have a, Jesus Christ. I have a one-year-old capuchin. Maybe, I don't know if that's right. Monkey.
Okay.
Okay. She has a one-year-old monkey. Forget what kind it is. Which is having a toddler on meth.
Which is like having a toddler on meth.
Maybe I should have read this before I read this. Okay. So we didn't make it in time. However, I was the white girl with the dread sitting in one of the front,
I saw her,
tables, mm-hmm. And I strongly recommended that you guys do more live shows because you guys make great entertainment. Y'all are funny as shit.
Thank you.
Do you remember? You remember?
I remember seeing a white girl with dreads. Yeah.
Okay, so shout out to Chrissy, white girl with dreads.
Yes.
Who has a monkey.
Yes.
Okay. Who's on meth. I don't know. Anyway, about the Stanley Cup. I thought it was a stupid trend, but when I drank out of my daughter's one day, I was like, oh, I get it. Then one day my husband forgot his drink, so I gave him mine, and he was shocked how good the water tasted. What? Okay. I know it sounds crazy, but you have to try it. I ordered him a 40-ounce black one, which was $65. Which is just stupid, but whatever. Mm-hmm. He put his barbershop sticker over the name, ha ha. But me and him both drink way much more water than we used to.
Uh-huh.
I can't explain it.
Uh-huh.
You just gotta try it. If this ain't a plug, I don't know what is. By the way, Stanley Cup is not paying us a dime for this. They should. Okay. Keep being you. Stay throwing your shade because your podcast is number one. And you guys are my favorite housewives in the entire franchise. P.S. Giselle, I love you when you just make shit up. It's hilarious. I know. I'm going to start doing that more.
Oh, gosh. Please. And please include the allegedly with it.
I know, right? So we don't get sued. And Robin, I love how you stay true to who you are, who you were before the show, and how you stick by your man and how he isn't changing for no one because of what others may think. Hashtag real shit. Mm-hmm. Forever a fan, Chrissy from Wilmington. And here's a picture of Abu. Okay.
So the monkey.
Abu is the monkey, guys. And we might put this on our Instagram story. Okay. If y'all can see Abu the monkey, he has on a red hoodie. And he's chilling. Does that really look like a monkey?
It does. What if it doesn't look like a monkey? What does it look like?
I don't know.
Okay, can I talk about the Stanley Cup?
Okay, let me say one thing about the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
So before you talk about
it.
So I checked in with Jason on the Stanley Cup, and he was like, "Giselle, I gave you a Stanley Cup," and I was like, "What?" He's like, "Giselle, I gave you a Stanley Cup a very long time ago," and I was like, "What happened? What you mean?" Because I was like, do you know about the Stanley Cup trend? Right. What's going on with the Stanley Cup?
Oh my God.
I think it's a young person thing. Explain the Stanley Cup to me. He was like, I gave you a Stanley Cup.
What? Oh my God.
I was like, well, Jason, you know that these kids just steal all my stuff.
Oh.
So he was like, okay.
Oh.
He was like, well, I just want you to know I had your back first.
He gave you a Stanley Cup. So do you remember receiving a Stanley Cup from Jason?
I do now. I do since he said it.
Okay.
And I gave it, and Adore took it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What color is it?
It's gray, like a light gray.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't even know that you were getting a Stanley Cup?
No. I just was kind of like, thanks, Jason.
Right.
When he gave it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, did he give you something else with it? Or he's just like, was it for a
reason? He went somewhere.
Okay.
And he brought it back from, he was like somewhere skiing and he brought it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So crazy. I realized I have a Stanley Cup in my house.
See? We all got these dumbass Stanley Cups. Didn't even know.
So last Christmas, not the most recent Christmas, okay. A whole year ago.
Right.
Olay, like Oil of Olay, the brand Olay, they sent me a gift package. And in it was their products. They had like retinol products and stuff. And a Stanley Cup.
No way.
A blue Stanley Cup with Olay logo on it. You know, it says Stanley.
Yeah.
And at the time, if you look in my cabinets in my kitchen, I probably have 125 water bottles.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that I don't even use because I'm one of those wasteful people that drinks out of the Fiji bottle or the Aquafina bottle or whatever.
Right.
So when I was on my fast, we had to drink this drink all day. So you had to pour this drink in and mix it with water. And it's supposed to be 28 ounces. You're supposed to carry it around with you all day. And I was like, what do I have that's big enough to put this drink in? So I go looking in my cabinet.
Yeah.
And there it is, this big blue Stanley Cup with a handle.
Oh my God.
And a straw sticking out of it. And I was like, oh my God, this is perfect.
Perfect.
It holds 40 ounces.
Right.
So I could put my whole drink in it. And I can tell you, it was like water mixed with this drink. It tasted good. It stayed cold.
Okay.
It was like really convenient.
It tastes better.
Yeah. It tastes better
in a Stanley Cup.
So do you know when you, like, if you get water out of your filtered refrigerator, right?
Yeah.
You get it out your refrigerator. It doesn't taste great. So that's the water that I had in my Stanley Cup in addition to this mix. And it tasted perfect. It was like nice and crisp. And it was so weird to me. I was like, okay,
Now you get it. Okay.
I get it, but I don't. You know what I mean? It's like the craze over it, like like how people are just fanatic about it. I'm like, okay, that's a little strange.
You like, take it easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, this cup is legit. It's good. It's a good size. It's good for, like, it fits perfectly in your cup holder in the car because of the way it's shaped.
Yes.
Because it's big, right? And most big water containers can't fit in your cup holder.
Mm-hmm.
This one, they have a nice little narrow bottom, sticks in your cup holder. You know, the handle is perfect. The little straw is perfect.
Yeah.
It was just, I was like, okay.
So we need a reasonably shady Stanley Cup. Yeah.
Oh.
How does that happen? We got to call Stanley?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
And I won't let my kids steal it.
Right. That's so funny.
Or forget that I have it. That's even the crazier
That's
part.
That's so funny.
Yes. Somebody needs some advice. And we're here to give it.
Oh, before we do advice, let's do a little hater mail.
Oh, we love hater mail.
Yes.
Hater mail. Hater mail. We need to get a hater mail song.
I know.
Like, dun, 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 dun.
Right, here comes hater mail.
Hater mail. Hater mail. Hater mail. Hater mail.
It's really quick. It's not as deep as Linda with the deer.
Okay.
All right. So this person, Sandra, says, I love you, ladies, but you laughed and shamed the klepto basketball player, but Juan and your son ate and put back at Target. That's stealing too. And Giselle, you show no compassion about hitting the deer. Please try and speak to two sides of your stories. Be good human beings. Still listening. What's up, Sandra?
What?
Sandra.
Sandra?
Okay, you're right. Juan and Corey need to go to jail. How dare they? How dare they taste test and they didn't like it and they put it back?
Right.
They need to go to jail.
Right.
Because that's the same thing as walking out of Target with candles, body wash, soap, lotion under your jacket.
Yeah, okay, it's not. And how dare I live and the deer die? How dare I live? Okay, crazy. Y'all people out here crazy. All right, so we need advice. For Alania Whitfield. She needs advice for her 14-year-old daughter. All right. Hello, lovely ladies. First, I want to say I've been a loyal listener since episode one. You two brighten up my day, especially when I've had a rough one and I turn on an episode of Reasonably Shady and it helps me tremendously. My name is Holly. Okay, so I totally said her name wrong. Her name is Holly. I live in Bangor, Maine.
Shout out to Bangor.
Is that how you really pronounce that?
Yes.
B-A-N-G-O-R, Bangor?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Robin, I know you have been to Bangor. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's where I got kicked out of the airport.
That's right. That's right. And had an experience at the airport. Ha ha, I promise. We aren't that bad. I need some advice. My daughter's 14 and has recently been getting in trouble at school. She just got suspended for smoking pot.
Ooh.
I thought she was smarter than that, but I also know what it's like to be a teenage girl. Giselle, you've raised some very smart, respectable ladies, and I would love your advice on how you approach the situation and how to give the best guidance for my daughter. Thank you for any advice you two might have. Keep doing what you're doing, and just know that you guys are making a difference. Lots of love, Holly. Oh, that's so nice.
Yes. Thank you.
And I don't know what kind of advice I can give. Grace, smoke a weed right now.
Oh!
Okay, I'm joking. jokes. You know, I was extremely upfront and honest with my kids about everything.
Yeah.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll, everything. Just because I don't want them to learn about things. I don't want them to be curious about things. And then they're in the streets trying to figure it out.
Right.
So I tried to do scare tactics.
Okay.
And I tried to be like, you know, if you smoke weed, then you're going to be hooked on heroin for the rest of your life.
Right.
And I know there's no correlation, right. But I was like, it's a slippery slope.
No, it's a, gateway drug.
It's a gateway drug. Right.
Slippery slope. I shared that I'm sorry to cut you off, but I shared, you know, I smoked weed at a young age and my best friend who kind of, you know, was the one that I would get into trouble with. We stopped hanging out midway through ninth grade. And by her senior year, she was hooked on heroin.
Yes. Yes.
So
it is a gateway drug.
Yeah, it can be.
Yes, it can be. A couple other things. I told them, I was like, you know, do you know how you get heroin in your body? And they're like, how? Well, you have to take a needle and you have to like click it. You know how they be clicking the needle? And then you put it in your veins. And they're like, what? What do you mean? So I over-exaggerate what's really happening. I mean, if you tell a child that, that's like traumatizing.
Right.
And it's like, why would I want to get high that bad?
Right.
So I just say, Holly, just be honest with your daughter. And like, yes, weed is a gateway drug.
Yeah.
However, if the child is just smoking weed at 14, is that bad?
What? Giselle. Okay. You know what?
I mean, it could be some other bad. She could be selling it.
If
I
my 14-year-old
okay,
child.
Okay, fine. It's really bad.
Yes.
Yeah, it's bad. Okay. It's not good.
That's bad. Yeah. So.
Give her an edible.
I had no edible. Oh my God. Okay. It is very scary out here.
It is. No. It is. All jokes aside, it's very scary.
Yes. I will. With me, I have boys. Giselle, you have girls. Okay. At 14, I want to know how much freedom did your girls have at 14?
What's 14? What grade is that?
That's like ninth grade.
Ninth grade.
Pretty much ninth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you say freedom, what do you mean?
Like to hang out, to go, to leave your house without you being there. And they can just go. They're like, oh, mom, can you drop us off at Susie's house?
No.
Or can you drop us off at the movie theater?
No.
Or can you drop us off at the mall?
No.
Or can you, right. So the difference, I think, is how much freedom do your children have?
Right.
Because I was 14. I knew better. I was almost a straight A student. I was well behaved in school. I was well behaved at home. But my parents gave me a little bit of freedom. And that's when I got into my trouble. That's when I would smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, smoke weed, because I was hanging out with someone who had access.
Yes.
But when I was at home, I wasn't doing that. Well, I was sneaking out. Okay. Anyway.
She was.
I would sneak. No. I would like sneak or whatever. But I knew way better. And I always had the fear of my parents finding out.
Yeah.
And the repercussions and getting in trouble. And so I think that prevented me from like really going far was that I always knew that my parents were going to be there and were going to, if they found out, I was going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
But it's all about the freedom you give your kids. And Holly, I hate to say it, and I know it might be a struggle. You might have to rein in the freedom that your daughter has.
Yeah. But also open lines of communication. Let's talk about this. Like, why are you smoking weed? Like, you're 14. Why are you doing this?
Right.
Don't just be the parent that's just going to, like, punish you and go to hell off and not, like, have conversation.
Right. And you got to look at her friends. You got to look at who is she spending time with.
I hate
because
them all.
Because certain friends I would go out and I would get in trouble with. I would do things I shouldn't do stuff with. And then other friends, we're doing much different things. So it's all about who is she spending time with? How much freedom does she have?
Yeah.
And does she know better? And like, I believe she knows better because you're a concerned parent.
Right. Yeah. And tell her to listen to Reasonably Shady because tell her to listen to this advice that we're giving.
Well, I think Holly can
translate.
Yeah. But tell her my story, how I was hanging out 14. You, Phil, please tell her that. I was hanging out 14, smoking weed, doing shit I shouldn't have been doing, drinking, getting blackout drunk. Mm-hmm. And my friend that I was doing that with eventually had to go to rehab by senior year. She doesn't want to go down that road.
No.
Okay. So I literally had to take a step back from hanging out with her.
Yes.
And after that, everything was fine.
Yes.
But I do want to say, when we were driving home from Philly, Giselle finally smelled the scent of weed on the highway.
I did. No. Well, no. Let's back up. We're driving. Robin smells the weed smell because I said I've never smelled weed like outside of my car. Like,
right. When you're driving,
and she was like, "You smell that? You smell that? You smell that?" And I was like, "Smell that?" And she's like, "You don't smell that weed? You smell it now? You smell it now?" And I was like, I've smelled really it a million times.
Oh, okay,
I've smelled it a million times. It just never registered to me what I was smelling.
Oh, you thought it was like some sticks burning on the side of the road?
I just never gave it any thought.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. I just was like, well, I just keep driving.
Oh, okay, that's what you were smelling.
Yeah,
okay.
I was. You know, sometimes I can be a little airheadish. But, Robin was dead on it.
Yeah. I was like, you smell that? That's weed. Okay.
So when is the appropriate age to just start smoking weed? 21? 25.
I would like them to wait till they're like in college.
So what's that? What's college? 20? Yeah, we're great. 19, 20, 21.
I do want to say, y'all,
don't you have to wait till your brain cells are finished growing?
Please. That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
I do want to say I fried some brain cells.
We know.
Okay. Because I'm telling you something. Like, I know.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'll be control. Robin walks around her house in circles. Okay. And those are the brain cells that she killed.
Yes. Okay. I noticed when my memory went to shit.
Yeah.
I noticed when like my attention went to shit. I noticed it even at a, you know, when I was a teenager, I was like, why am I forgetting shit? Why can't I think of certain words? Why can't I remember shit? And I know it's because I smoked weed at a young age. So Holly, tell your daughter that too. She gonna make herself real stupid smoking weed real young.
Yes. And how old are you now? 40 something?
44.
And yeah, so Holly, your daughter's not gonna be 44 walking around in circles in her house. Okay, because that's what Robin does.
starting four tasks in 30 seconds.
All right, we are out of here. We got to go. We love y'all so much. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both.
Bye.
Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.